I'm glad that you've come out. Nerves are a little wany, but I'm glad you come out and endure, pray. I'm enjoying it. I'm excited about what God has for us. People say, well, what's your plans? What's your goals? My goal is to obey God, keep my head down, and pray. They say work like everything depends on you and pray like everything depends on God. That's about right where I'm at. But I'm glad you come out this morning. I want to challenge you. Pastor Tom had a challenge for me last week, and I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for the years he's put in, and he'll continue to put in. We'll tag that to him. He's got his hands in a number of ministries here in the church, and he's a wonderful pastor and a gracious man. So we're thankful to still have him here, and he'll work at his capacity, at his pace, both him and Sister Joyce. But thankful for the charge that he gave to me last service and attending. We had a number of folks out. Thankful for that. But this morning, I want to give a charge or a challenge to you, maybe on a personal level, maybe as a collective, as the body of the church. But however the Holy Spirit hits your heart and your mind this morning, that's what I want it to be. And I don't know it would be correct if the Holy Spirit's doing the talking to you. So if you found your place, Joshua chapter 1, and my mouth's getting a little dry, so I'm going to take a sip here. Notice with me in verse 1, it says, "Now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. And every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses, from the wilderness in this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, and all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea toward the going down of the sun, shall be your coast. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee." Now verse 6, and we'll pull most of our attention to this message, to these verses here. He says, "Be strong and of a good courage. Be unto this people, for unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law, which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, then thou shalt have a good success. Have not I commanded thee, be strong and of a good courage, be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest." Then Joshua commanded the officers of the people, saying, "Pass through the host and command the people, saying, Prepare ye victuals, for within 3 days ye shall pass over Jordan, to go in to possess the land which the Lord your God giveth you to possess it." Our Heavenly Father, we bow before you, and we thank you for your word. We thank you also for this time and this freedom and the blessing of just being here, having the health to be here. And bless us, I say, Father, we pray this morning that you would be with the hearts and minds of your people. And Father, be with me. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Be with your word as it goes out. Strike not from my lips in the words that you don't want me to speak, but Father, let it be an encouragement, a challenge, Father, an edification to your people. Now be with us this morning. We ask this in Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Let me say this. God commanded to Joshua, it's found here in Joshua chapter 1 and verse 6, "Be strong and of a good courage." This same command appears 4 times in this chapter. And the last time it is told to Joshua in verse 18. "Only be strong and of a good courage." I want to preach just for a few moments. And I'm looking at that clock. It's set right on crossing your Jordan. Now you say, well, what is that Jordan? Well, here in our text, it was the actual physical Jordan, the Jordan River. And so they had to cross this river to make it to the land that God had promised them. This morning, that Jordan River for you could be a number of things. It could be maybe faithfulness, the Jordan of faithfulness, stepping up to more faithfulness for God. It could be membership. It could be a church membership. Not quite stepped up to joining the church, but you have that Jordan to cross. You say, well, what else could it be? It could be commitment more for God, that Jordan River that you've come up to, but you haven't quite had the courage to cross that Jordan. And this morning, I want to challenge you to cross your Jordan. The challenge, crossing the Jordan, having the courage and the Spirit of God's grace to cross the Jordan that you face this morning. Now, being a pastor of this church, it was a Jordan, and it's still kind of like, I feel like I'm wading through the Jordan. But I was willing, brave enough, by God's power, God's might, to cross over that Jordan. There's been Jordans in my life, looking back. I remember the first one, one of the big ones was getting saved. At a young age, I accepted Christ, but it was a Jordan. It was a Jordan that you come up to, and by God's grace and God's courage and God's might, you cross. When you got saved, that was a Jordan. Maybe surrender to preacher, surrender to the call, or maybe just surrender to ministry for God. Maybe it was a commitment to your family. Maybe you're this morning, your Jordan is your family that you need to reach. Or to be a witness to, whatever the case may be. But there are some things here we want to examine. There's five things. And God gave Joshua five statements that I want to look at, and it reveals five enemies that keep you and me from crossing our Jordan. And so we catch this in verse 6. If you notice with me, I want to deal with the first phrase here in verse 6. And he says this. He says, be strong. And he says, and of a good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide for inheritance the land which I swear unto your fathers to give them. So the first thing we see, he tells them, be strong. Now this implies, the word strong implies that you should be up to the task. You should be willing to step up to the plate and make a swing. Well, what are you looking at here? Not being strong speaks of apathy. The first enemy that I see that is exposed when we don't have the strength or don't want to muster the strength that God gives us is going to be apathy. We kind of put it off. We kind of like, well, we can do that later. And so many times in our Christian life, we allow apathy to control our life. We allow apathy to control our destiny as Christians and our plan and will for our life. So apathy here, he says, I think this is why he commands. This is God speaking to Joshua. This is not a prophet. This is God speaking to Joshua, and he has a job ahead of him. As a Christian this morning, you have a job. You have a job ahead of you, and you need to be willing. But apathy will keep you from doing the job that God is giving you to do, that Jordan. So the first enemy I see here is apathy. Apathy will keep you from crossing your Jordan this morning. And so I encourage you not to allow apathy to take control, but to encourage you to be strong and in the power of His might, God's might. You notice there's another phrase here in verse 6. If you look with me, he says, not only does he say, be strong, and a good courage. A good courage. Courage speaks the opposite. This enemy exposed is fear. Fear is one of the major components that people make decisions or don't make decisions, love or fear. And so fear was something that would keep Joshua from leading the people across the Jordan. This morning, let me say that fear will keep you and I from crossing the Jordan that he has in your life. Fear. You say, fear, fear. And you know I'm not lying about fear. Fear, whoo. Fear is a motivating factor. But fear will keep you from moving forward, from making the right decisions. It is an enemy. It is an enemy of making right decisions. Fear. Not only apathy, but fear. And he tells him here, he said, be of a good courage. It's going to take some courage to make a right decision. A lot of times you look at decision making, you begin to weigh the factors of making a big decision. Number one, yourself, the change that you personally have to go through. The second is probably going to be your family. You got family. What's going to happen? What are we going to do? Well, in that decision making, hopefully you don't allow apathy and you don't allow fear to control you, because it surely will. And you might be controlled by fear this morning, and it's keeping you from crossing your Jordan. But apathy and fear is not the only two enemies here. Well, notice if you drop to verse 8 and notice what it says here. There's something else that is an enemy to crossing the Jordan, crossing your Jordan this morning. He says here, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night. And so you see here, the first thing in verse 8, there's two, but the first one we notice in verse 8 is ignorance. This enemy of ignorance. Yes, we have apathy. If apathy doesn't get us, fear will. And if fear doesn't get us, there will be ignorance. And a lot of times people play on that as an excuse in their life. And the reason why they don't make right decisions is ignorance. This morning, the Word of God, He had a remedy for Joshua, because Joshua could have used the same thing. But He said, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night. Let me say this. Ignorance will keep you from crossing your Jordan. Ignorance will. God says you need to know His Word. If you don't know it, you can't follow it, and you will be spiritually ignorant in life. So it's important not to allow ignorance to control your life, because it will control, and it'll cause you not to cross your Jordan this morning. You say, well, I don't have a problem with fear. I don't have a problem with apathy. I don't have a problem with ignorance, because I believe God's Word and I want to do more. There's more here. We got a couple more to look at. Notice with me in verse 8. Now, he develops this, so he tells him, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. And he goes on to say, for then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Let me say this in verse 8. Not only are we to not be ignorant of God's Word, we need to be willing to do God's Word. And that's why he told him there that thou mayest observe to do, not only meditate, but to have the knowledge of God, to learn how to make right decisions, to learn to have the instruction to cross over the Jordan. But he says, you're going to have to do. And it exposes this fourth enemy, and it's the enemy of rebellion. This enemy of rebellion is not doing or refusing to obey God's Word puts you in a very dangerous category this morning. Not willing to move forward. It might not be apathy that keeps you by the wayside, not moving forward. It might not be fear. You might not have really nothing to fear about crossing this Jordan in your life, but it could be ignorance. But it could be rebellion as well. Saying, I hear that. I see that. Yeah, I see what you're saying. I've heard that before. I see what you're saying, but I'm just not going to do that. I just don't think I should do that. Generally, rebellion won't spawn from fear. It can, but it spawns from pride. Rebellion, it lives in the neighborhood of pride. And so a proud person, a prideful person, be careful here, because remember, our adversary, Satan, he had an anointed position, and it was pride that was found in him. And so pride will cause you to rebel. And so when we get prideful maybe with God, that's generally who we have our argument with. It might be the person you know, maybe the person you think you're married to. That's not really your enemy. But a lot of times pride will creep in, rebellion will creep in, and then it develops, and it grows seed, and it germinates, and then we have a problem, we have rebellion. Rebellion, I'm saying this morning, is one of these enemies that will keep you from crossing your Jordan. Well, rebellion does the same thing to the spiritual mind that drugs and alcohol do to the physical mind. It destroys. Rebellion causes a Christian to lose all perspective on reality and do things that just doesn't make sense. Rebellion. You say, wow. You see, if Joshua had rebellion and not really obeyed what God had said, he would have thought, well, the sacrifice of this. And I'm reminded of a place in Scriptures, 1 Samuel, if we'll go back to 1 Samuel, there's a king over here, King Saul. 1 Samuel chapter 15. And there was something that was said to King Saul. God had clearly told King Saul that his orders. He'd given him orders to go into this land and to do what God had commanded him to do. And I'm in 1 Samuel chapter 15. And so he goes in, but he doesn't do what God has told him to do. This morning, you could be right there. You could be right there in your life. God is putting on your heart. The Holy Spirit has dealt with you and dealt with you and gently pressured you, kind of like that still small voice, but you're refusing. You're not afraid. You don't have apathy. Ignorance is not a problem, but rebellion might be. Now notice this. You say a king, a godly king, but notice what goes on here. And so the man of God, this is Samuel, and so God tells Samuel what to tell King Saul. And he says this in verse 23. He says, "For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, he hath also rejected thee from being king." You see, what happened to King Saul? He did not obey. And he chose to sacrifice rather than obey. And he goes on to say that obedience, to obey, is better than sacrifice. This morning, rebellion is an enemy that will keep you from crossing your Jordan. So there's something else here. If you go back to Joshua chapter 1, notice with me now in verse 9, we're going to look at the last one, and we'll see that there's another enemy here. So God begins to command Joshua what to do to prepare these people for crossing. And so in verse 6, you say, well, I don't know if God's prepared. God will prepare you. I guarantee he's going to tell you, look, you need to be strong. Secondly, you need to be of good courage. And then you need to not forget my law, my words, my ways when you make this decision. And then he says you need to be willing to do. You kind of overcome the enemy of rebellion and you say, I'm going to do this. You step out by faith. Maybe this morning your Jordan is you have never accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior. You've heard about him. You might know quite a bit about him. Believe it or not, maybe more than you think we know that you know about Jesus Christ. You're sitting there. I know a lot about Jesus, his birth, his resurrection, the cross, his miracles, his works, his sayings. But you've never personally appropriated Christ in your heart. You've never come to him as a sinner, realizing that you're in a state that if you died, you would not go to heaven. And so you need a Savior this morning. That could be your Jordan this morning. You've come close. You've heard the preaching. You've heard the teaching. You might have heard it on the television or read it in a newspaper or read a tract or heard it on the radio. But you've never actually asked Jesus Christ to save you. This could be your Jordan this morning. And so as we look at this last enemy, notice with me in verse 9 now, Joshua chapter 1, and he says this to Joshua, Have not I commanded thee, be strong and of a good courage, be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. I want you to draw your attention to neither be thou dismayed. You say, well, what is that? It's a distraction. It's an enemy that will keep you from crossing your Jordan this morning. Whatever that Jordan is, I laid some Jordans out. It could be a number of things that I haven't even mentioned this morning, that you're going to need courage. You're going to need strength. You're going to need a willingness to cross over to make this decision. So lastly, we're looking at this enemy of distraction. This word implies that Joshua could have been distracted from God's will and plan. So often in America, and I love America, we have so many things that we can get involved in other than God and the work of God and the things of God. It's easy. It's not like it's hard. It's like falling off of a log. You can get involved in this, involved in that. All good. All great. Very good. But it's like a sacrifice rather than obedience. And we try to look at it this way in our lives. Well, it's like an appeasement. It's kind of maybe like what King Saul did. He thought he was doing good. Well, the finest sheep, the finest rams, the finest bullocks, I'll offer them as a sacrifice to God. This is great because I know God loves sacrifice. But God likes obedience better than sacrifice this morning. So distractions, be careful. It is an enemy that will keep you from crossing your Jordan. Now you say, well, what is the charge? The charge is we have a Jordan to cross over. You're looking at a new pastor. Whether I last or not, I don't know. That's God. It's in God's hands. I want to, and by the power of God, we will. We'll move forward. But it's going to take the charges. It's going to take crossing Jordan. You're going to have to make a decision. So you say, what are you saying this morning? Apathy will keep you from making that right decision. Fear will keep you from making that right decision. Ignorance will keep you from making that right decision. Rebellion will keep you from making the right decision. In distraction, being distracted from the important things of life, and it's making a right, honest, godly decision in your life. Wise people don't make sudden decisions. I think the Bible uses this. Fools are the ones that despise wisdom, and they quickly make a decision based off a feeling or what is going on in the moment. So be careful when making the decision. Be wise, and don't be fooled by our enemies this morning. Let me say this in conclusion. God says in 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 7, I love this verse, "For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and love and of a sound mind." That is the state, that is the recipe for making a godly decision, the right decision. That will take you across your Jordan. A power and love and a sound mind. God does not give us that spirit of fear. Let me remind you and remind ourselves of this verse. When the spirit of fear starts to choke out your godly courage to do right and make right decisions. Nobody's exempt from these enemies. Nobody's smarter or better, because they'll grasp you and they'll captivate you and control your life into not making good decisions. This morning, has apathy, has fear, has ignorance, have rebellion, or distractions caused you not to make the right decision, not to cross over your Jordan? Let's stand this morning as Brother Jeff and Sister Leah come. They pick a song of invitation. I'd ask if you would have your heads bowed just for a few moments in respect to the invitation. This invitation time is a time for you to obey what has been preached this morning in your heart. You say, well, my Jordan is I'm not for sure that I'm saved. I would love nothing more than to take the Bible and show you how to be saved. It's very simple. Very simple, but yet it's a decision left undone. It leaves you on the wrong side of your Jordan, and it will cause an eternal mistake to take place. This morning, that Jordan you can cross this morning very easily. God said He's not willing that any should perish. So that Jordan can easily be crossed this morning. And I would love, it would be my honor to show you how to be saved. There's a number of people in here that can show you how to accept Christ this morning. Maybe my Jordan is maybe joining the church or being faithful to church. Maybe doing more for God. I quite haven't got fully on that wagon yet. I haven't yielded myself to Christ. Well, this morning you can do that. You can do that right in your heart. You can ask God, God, I need the courage, I need the strength, I need the knowledge, and I don't want to be rebellious. I want to obey you. And allow God to touch your heart on that thing that needs a decision, a Jordan to be crossed this morning. Whatever your Jordan is this morning, allow God to work in your heart just for a few moments.